Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to With All Dude Respect. Welcome to another action-packed half hour of meaningful conversation, hijinks, and some shenanigans. I am Rick Wright, and I am on the East Coast. I am in the lovely state of New Jersey. And with us today on a special day is my co-host, Jim Ellis, and he is on the left coast. Jimmy, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. How you doing? Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yes, all day today, April 7th, a day that will go down in whatever the opposite of infamy is, for me. history of infamy. It's hard to say. Yeah. So it's today's the anniversary. That's why we're having this show, anniversary show.
The anniversary show. We got a chance to chat a little bit beforehand. You said that today, like, a lot of people know it's your anniversary. So how do people at Starbucks know it's your anniversary?
Well, that one I actually just told. I walked up and I said, hey, it's like the friendliest Starbucks ever. It's in Lemon Grove on Massachusetts. If you're ever in San Diego, go to the Starbucks on Massachusetts right off the 94, and you will find the nicest people. So we go there every day. So since we do go there every day, I told, we call her Magical May because she makes the best venti hot chocolate for my wife. I told her, hey, it's our anniversary. Oh, really? You know, so we know all their birthdays because that's something we do. But that one I just told. Now, other people know because of Facebook. Like, you saw it on Facebook, you know, because Facebook is famous for announcing things if you want them to.
Yeah.
So that's how, mostly. And then we're gonna do a – Jennifer had an idea for tonight because we're, like, bouncing ideas around. Should we go to a King game tomorrow? Should we go to a hockey game tonight? Because there's a local AHL team called the Gulls that's playing the Rain. So then she thought, how about we have an anniversary dinner, but invite the people who have really supported us in our relationship, because it takes a village, and just celebrate with them. And so we came up with, like, you know, 12 names, and 10 of them can make it. So we're going to go have some nice... some nice food. It's going to be fun.
Cool. That sounds good. So do you know what the fourth anniversary, what you get on the fourth anniversary typically?
Yeah, this is what I came up with. This is part of the invite that I sent out to people. I said, number one, first anniversary is paper. The next one is cotton. The third one is leather. And the fourth one is Indian cuisine. So we're going to go to an Indian restaurant.
That's made up. I'm going to call bullshit on that one.
That's a total Rick Wright kind of thing to say, you know. So it's Indian cuisine. We're going to go to an Indian restaurant. So that was part of the invite, right? Have fun with it. But the fourth one, isn't it fruits? Or is that fruit and flowers? Are you looking it up or something?
I'm looking right at it. It's fruit and flowers. And it's funny because they have the fourth year, and they have traditional, and then they have modern.
Okay.
So do you know what the modern one is?
Flounder. No, I don't know. What is it?
No, it's appliances.
Appliance?
Can you imagine? Happy anniversary, hon. Here's a vacuum. You know?
It's a good toaster.
You get it thrown at
four.
You.
Yeah. I don't know. Would
There's
you like
some
an appliance?
Funny ones, too. There's other funny ones, right? Because the seventh is traditional, is copper and wool. So what do you do? Like, give, you know, a penny and, like, belly button lint. And then you got, like, sixth is candy and iron. Like, who the fuck came up with candy and iron?
Together. Wait, these have to go together?
Well, it says the sixth traditional is candy and iron. And the modern, know what the modern... Just get this. The modern for the sixth anniversary is wood.
Lawnmower.
Like,
oh.
No, it's wood. It's like, that's not modern.
I know. Wood is as old as it gets. Like, hey, is fire every one of them? Fire? That'd be interesting.
Wood's
fire.
Like wood, man.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. That's very modern. Hey, honey, I got some wood for you.
yeah, this is the modern thing. Hey, I got some, I'm gonna give you some wood later. I think that they should have every year should always have like whatever it is. Like, so it's like copper and wool and like shoes. Like every year, like women should just get like a pair of shoes because they love shoes.
Yeah,
and
that should be every year, I think. Shoes.
Yeah,
and
every year.
Different
shoes.
Types.
Yeah. I love the 13th. You want to hear the 13th
yeah.
year modern?
Yeah.
Modern 13th year anniversary is textiles. What does that mean?
It was like something you see
fuck?
In one of those industrial. Yeah, that's one of the things you see in one of those industrial movies, like the PSAs, where they're saying Nebraska. What a great state. We have this and this, and we come up with textiles, and we import
yeah.
and export.
Textiles. It'd be great to go online, like go on Amazon and be like, it's my 13th year anniversary. Where can I get some tech? Where can I get a textile? Like, is it
just
a textile?
One.
Is it textiles? How long is it? A yard? You know?
I don't know. Can you look up textile? I don't know what a textile. And the more I say the word, the more I not know it as a word. Textile. Is it?
Yeah. It's a. I'm gonna take a guess. It's just like a swath of some kind of material. Textile
wood.
Definition. I love the internet. It's like 2 seconds later, boom. Yeah, look at type of cloth or woven fabric.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. Woven fabric. Okay. Have you followed these at all during your? I know you're not.
Yeah.
A big
well.
Anniversary. No, that
well,
is
actually,
no, that's the one celebration you do is just anniversaries, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do. We celebrate it. And we have one coming up in May. So it's we go to the same restaurant every year. And we have, it's a really nice meal. And it's, you know, just we like the place. And for our 10th year anniversary, I wanted to signify it just a little bit more. So I got I did some research and I got a they call it a love lock, which is a, it's a wrought iron lock, and it comes with a skeleton key, and our initials or our names are engraved on it. And the theory behind it is that once it's locked, like you take the keys and you throw it, like you take it on a trip or you give it to somebody and they take it like halfway across the world or whatever, and so that the lock will never be opened.
Oh.
So the way we played it was, because I'm like, where am I going to put this key? I'm like, we're going to do like a ceremony. We'll go on, because we live by the Delaware. We'll go on a bridge, throw off the Delaware. Like, no one's getting to this lock. No one's getting to that key. And then we said, you know what we said? We said, screw it. We said, let's keep the lock and the key together because we don't have any concerns about it being opened.
Yeah.
And it's in a nice decorative like box with a tree of life on it. And that's what I did for our tent.
So wait, what is actually inside of the, if you unlock it, what's in it?
Well, it's just a lock. So it's like when you close that lock, it's a love lock ceremony. It means it's you're locked in love.
Okay.
And then the theory behind it is that once it's locked, you take the keys and you ditch them so that the lock can never be opened. But what we did was we said we're not concerned about the lock being open, so we actually keep the keys in the box with the lock.
Okay. That is, if you think about it, that whole ceremony could represent the fact that, our egos are going to get engaged, not just us, but the egos, and we're going to, like, sabotage this, so we better, like, protect ourselves from ourselves. That's what it sounds like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So we're like, yeah, why would we want to get rid of this key and worry about it being open? Like, we're not really worried about it. But yeah, so that's like cool. And then it was funny because the other definition for textile, so textile, like, I'm just bizarre. So it's a type of cloth or woven fabric, right? And then the second definition is used by nudists to describe someone wearing clothes, especially on a beach.
Oh, at the urban.
Can you
one.
Imagine?
Okay.
Oh, here come the textiles. Look at them with their textile on. Own your skin, you know. Can you imagine the conversation?
That's crazy. So what was your what was your Sarah? So you've been married how many years?
It'll be 11 this year.
So and May, what is it? May what is your?
May 15th.
May 15th. Sweet. And how was your? Where did you get married? Was it outside? Was it at a church?
We did a very like a modern type thing. Like we decided that we wanted to get married, and we're like, again, you know, not being traditional. Like, let's just get married. So we went down to the courthouse and had our parents and Laura's grandparents there to witness, and the judge married us. And just to clarify, we were not pregnant or expecting a child. It was just our decision. And then what we did was we went out for a really nice dinner. And then I think it was in May, June, we went on our honeymoon, which was a cruise, a 10-day cruise out of Bayonne. And then in August we had like a family party at Laura's parents' house. They have a nice house and a nice piece of property in Central Jersey, and we had a bunch of we had it catered. We had like a tent. We had a porta, like a very nice porta john, you know, like with a sink, and it was like a nicer upgrade. And it was just really nice, you know, because it was a nice night. We had we'd have a ton of people there, but anybody who was there, and it wasn't like traditional sit down. We didn't do all the chicken dance and the music. We didn't do any of the traditional music, you know, the Macarena and all the other crap. We picked the song list. We had a couple people speak, and then we had a dance. She danced with her father. I danced with my mother. And I think that was pretty much it. I don't even know if we had a cake. I don't think we had a cake. It was just like a party, and that's how we sort of laid it out. You know, come casual, have fun. And it was good.
Did you? I'm trying to. What are the word? I'm blocking on this word. What is the word when during the ceremony you make your proclamations? What's the freaking word during the wedding? It's like your vows. Oh, did you have any like different kind of vows or anything? Did you change it?
Well, we did that at the courthouse.
Oh, okay. So they have their own.
Yeah. So we didn't. We really didn't have a. You know, we didn't have anything like that. Yeah, so it was good. So tell me what was yours? Was it traditional? I saw some pictures, but I didn't see like wedding pictures. Were they traditional or?
We went to this is really nice. They call it the Thursday Club. It's called the Thursday Club, and it's a very nice establishment. It's not really like a house or anything. It's just like a nice hall that overlooks the Pacific Ocean in Point Loma. So Point Loma, San Diego area, and very beautiful gardens. But they were very picky. Like they don't allow, check this out, they didn't allow flowers. They don't allow kids. They don't allow people. No. They let us have some people there, but it was very, you know, strict. But it's a very beautiful site. It's a very beautiful site. And we did it inside so we could have our reception towards the back, you know, an open area. And then the actual wedding was facing towards the Pacific Ocean. So it was really a pretty site. We found it was pretty reasonable. Made it all work. And we decided to do it differently. Not do it differently, just do it our way. You know, we decided, we're gonna say our own words. And it was interesting because it's not like, you know, people write their own things down and they either read them or they try to memorize it. We said, screw it, we're just going to speak from the heart in the moment. Like, wherever we are in the moment, we're going to open up our mouth and speak. It was part of it. So it was like a little mix of some traditional wording, but then also a moment of Jim says a few words and Jennifer says a few words. And what's interesting, Jennifer, she spoke first. And, well, the first thing she did was she saw, as she walked down the aisle, she looked back and she saw my dad was in the audience, you know, in the room. And so she says, oh, my gosh. So she kind of broke with tradition and left to go give him a hug in the audience. And right then, my whole family just broke down in tears as that happened. It was because my dad is, you know, he's older. And my mom was so sick at the time that she couldn't even come from Huntington Beach, Orange County, to San Diego, which is, you know, kind of heartbreaking in itself. But my dad was there, and so so Jennifer saw him, and so she rushed over and gave him a hug. We have a picture of her hugging him, and my sister's crying, my nieces are crying. And then we did this this vow, and I wrote the vows. So it all pretty much, you know, benefits the husband, all right? Since I wrote the vows, pretty much I get everything I want. No, that's a joke. No, but I did write them, and I decided, and I run it. And, you know, I ran it by the wife or the bride. And it was, instead of saying I do, you know how they say, do you promise to I do. Do you promise to obey? I do. I don't know. There's something about that.
I know. I get it too, man. It's like it's possession or something.
I do. So we decided to have it say, instead of I do, is I am. And let me see if I have it. Repeat after me. I take you. Let's see. Where's the? Oh, I'm trying to find the. We decided to make the words "I am." Oh, here it is. Are you prepared to stand together in the promise of a universal union? I am. See, there's actually a power in
cool.
saying,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
"I
yeah.
am." Are you prepared to give this union, this relationship, to a higher power which takes care of us all? I am. Are you prepared to have your relationship be a testament to not only your love, but also God's love of all living beings? I am prepared.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So it was a very sweet, it was a beautiful day. It was awesome. 4 years ago.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Was going to say, so you're going to go out to like a big event tonight.
Yeah.
With the group.
A group of friends that have been very, we say it takes a village to really make a successful, I don't know, community, obviously, but also I think marriage. I think if you're just alone in your marriage, I think you'd be more successful if you have extended friends that support you in different ways, you know. It's just, I guess it takes, on a practical level, it takes the stress off just being in the world by having friends and, you know, people have helped me with the house, my men's team, you know, has helped me in different ways.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out, have some Indian food, maybe some fruit and some flowers, since you mentioned that, or some textiles, you know, celebrate textiles early.
Get the textiles done, man. Just get it over with.
So we're going to do that. I already got a little gift here. She left it on the table. It is a 60-minute Swedish massage.
Oh, cool.
So I've been a little bit stressed and lately. So she goes, yeah, you could use some you time for an indulgent massage. Happy anniversary. So that was cool.
Oh, that's cool. Let me ask you this. Do you like massage? Do you like getting massages?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, just kind of lay there, surrender, and just relax. And I'll do some deep breathing just to try to relax. Anything that can just take a time out, you know, out from, because we're entrepreneurs. So, I mean, we work up until midnight, you know. We work up sometimes until the time we go to sleep. So timeouts are very important. How about you? Do you like massages?
I do. And, you know, but there's still a level of me, I don't know, just having a stranger just touching me, it's,
It's a unique. I have to sort of get into it, and then you know, I don't know. I just I like them. I enjoy them. I just don't. It takes me a little to just get into it. And then it's always like when you know you're getting a massage, like you're getting it from a stranger, right? So all of a sudden you're like, whoa, is that like too close to my, you know, my private area? Like, was it supposed to be too close to my private area? You know?
And you're like, oh, let me read the Groupon. Oh yeah, it's a package deal. So you deal with your package.
Yeah, like,
a little bit.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because check it out. I remember getting a gift once from this friend who had a roommate, and the roommate was a dude who does massage. And she goes, oh, I got your gift. He's going to give you a massage. And I'm thinking, so let's look at this. Let's really look at what's happening here. Forget about the gift. Forget about the fact that there's some therapeutic ideas here. I'm supposed to get naked and let that guy touch me all over my body. It makes no sense. I don't care if I'm not paying for it. I wouldn't do that. But I wouldn't do that. Even if I didn't pay any money, I'm not going to lay down, get naked, and have him touch me.
Exactly. Listen, I've never had a male masseuse ever.
Right.
And again, I didn't record. You know, any place I've ever gone to. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I went to this place. You ever hear of King Spa or a King Spa?
Mm-mm.
I think I just said the same thing twice. Anyway, so King Spa is in New Jersey, and they probably have them other places. And they do it in a lot of cultures in over in Asia and also in Russia. It's a place where you can go, like literally you check in. It's open 24 hours. There's these different hot rooms, different cold rooms, saunas, steam baths, massage, manicure, pedicure, just a chill room, a nap room, all these different things. And you can just check in there and you can just do whatever you want. So it's like you go in, once you're in, you're in. They give you a robe, they give you a towel. Everybody walks around in like these robes. They do have separate areas for men and women to do, like, you know, go in the spa, like the steam room and the jacuzzi and stuff. And I did go and I wanted to get a massage. And there was only a guy available, and I passed. I just said, you know what, it's okay. So I'll go do something else, because it wasn't like I was sort of there just doing it to do it. And I just said, you know, I don't know, for some reason I just made it just a snap decision. I said, you know, it's okay. And then, you know, I just went and got, you know what, I actually went and got my nails done, which is pretty cool.
Got your nails done. Your cuticles were way out of control. I understand.
Dude, you don't even know. You gotta see my, yeah, and that was probably like the first one I ever got. So the woman was like totally horrified. Thank God.
That's hilarious.
Thank God I didn't get a pedicure.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This will be good. And it's really cool about this Groupon.
Cool.
There's a little asterisk here. Happy ending upon request. So that's pretty cool. Happy ending on that. Thank you, wife. I really appreciate that. That's really good. So
hold on. Is that bullshit? She wrote that in there?
Oh no, I see. That would be funny. That's something she might write. But no. I'm just making shit up because it's trying to be funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
Maybe later tonight, you know. It's a home front, our own type of massage. So I ended up writing a poem for the missus yesterday, and I put it in a frame.
Yeah.
And it's called 4 Years Ago, and there's a nice picture in there, and I put it in a frame. And I had this idea. And my heart's going a little fast even thinking about it. I thought I could walk in. She's in the bedroom right now. I could walk in there and I could deliver it to her live. But I get a little nervous because it's a surprise. And she's a Cancer moon child, very private. I guess I could just say, hey, honey, I got something I want to read to you. Can I read it to you? I guess I could just ask. But what do you think?
You can ask me. But here's the thing, man. It'll be great either way, because she's either going to flip the shit and start yelling at you on your anniversary, and this is going to be radio gold, or it's going to be a very touching moment, and you're going to be able to do it. You got to decide, because we're at 4:24.
Yeah.
You got to either shit or get off the pot, as they say.
Yeah. What do you say? I just need your buy-in. say yes.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Forget it. Secretly, I hope she screams at you and calls you a fucking idiot. Get out of here. What are you doing? And that'd be great.
Hello.
But she's not that. But I think she's going to be absolutely receptive.
Can I read you this poem? Can it be live on the air? She says, I guess so. She's not signed a waiver. Here we go.
I guess so.
All right. Say hi, Rick. Say hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
All right. So I wrote this poem. We only got 5 minutes left. So I'm going to read you this sweet poem I wrote yesterday. And it's called 4 Years Ago. See the picture?
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. Okay. 4 years ago to the day, a gorgeous afternoon, it was Sunday. In the club they like to call Thursday. Two paths converged, now going one way. Yes, it was 4 years ago to the day. Two souls stood side by side, transparent, no, nothing left to hide. The ebb and flow of the everlasting tide, signaling the start of one wild ride. Here, two souls stood side by side. The day, April 7, 4 years ago, who would have guessed, who would have known, spirit would reveal, as above, so below, the higher power of love taking care of its own. April 7, 2013, 4 years ago. Through these 4 years, through all this time, we've climbed the mountains there were to climb. We've succumbed to the valleys of the lower mind, yet reached back skywards, the sunlight to find. Through these 4 years and the everlasting time. So what do you know and what can you say? All part of the mystery, the passion play, the divine's holy relationship having its way. It was on a gorgeous afternoon, on a beautiful Sunday. It was 4 years ago to this day.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Sweet. Get a kiss and everything. She's clapping, and we'll continue that. Thanks, Jennifer. She liked it. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for your support.
Nice. Very cool, man. That was great.
Thank
you. You are a poet, and I know that for a fact. And that was pretty cool. And I was trying to rhyme something there, but I'm not a poet, so.
Yeah.
So I'll stop right there.
It's pretty natural for me. But I think it's really important to do things that are very personal and so. Whew. Yeah, my heart. I'm glad that worked out.
Cool, man.
I think it worked out.
That's awesome. Yeah, it did, man. That was really cool. And you know what? And that's forever. That's on the interwebs. That's not going anywhere. You know?
Sweet. So, anniversary. Anything else to share about anniversaries? I guess men, I think it's just an opportunity for men to really celebrate, you know, maybe it's not as natural for men to like get into dates. Like that's the meme, but I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't want to leave off on a sour note, but you know, it's like the big running joke is, you know, men always forget their anniversary.
Right.
Oh shit, I forgot my wife's anniversary. I forgot it's our anniversary. You know, it's like commercials about it, and like all sorts of crazy shit about it. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's, you know, sometimes men get a bad rap on it. Sometimes, you know, men deserve it because they run around doing shit, you know, busy bullshit, and then they do forget. It's not an excuse, but there's the modern technology is so great for making sure that you don't forget anything anymore. That I would hope that men are using that, you know. Well, you know, that's true. I mean, that's the way I do it. I literally have to put this show, even though I know when it is, but I still have it in my calendar. So 2 hours ago, I got a reminder.
Right. Yeah. So I invite all the dudes out there to take everything as an opportunity to express yourself. It's good stuff. You get an applause and a kiss and probably more.
Oh,
anyway, I guess we're out of time, but
yes.
Have a great show. Thank you, Ricky.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For the folks
good
out
show.
There, Facebook. Check us out on Facebook. That's a way to get a hold of us, to talk to us, to make fun of us, to complain and to celebrate. Go to Facebook. Go to With All Dude Respect. Just type them in, separate words, With All Dude Respect, and find us. And we're here every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right on, Ricky. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Have a great anniversary. Have a great night. Give the wife a kiss from me, and we will talk 7 days from now.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.